Hello, this is Bryn, and welcome to episode number 69 of Bits of Bryn. For this podcast, I've got lots to talk about, but first up, music bits. I'm going to talk about Clive Davis. Recently, he was fired again. He has just been demoted from his job as CEO of the BMG label group, and he is now the chief creative officer. And I think this is interesting because he was also fired from his CEO position from Arista Records a few years ago. And, he's been replaced at BMG by Barry Weiss, who was responsible for Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears. And I think it's really surprising that he was just fired because he has just hit gold with Leona Lewis. He was in charge of her, and she has been one of the most successful new artists in such a long time. She has sold over 1.5 million copies of her new album Spirit in the United Kingdom, and she's sold over 200,000 copies in the USA. She's been certified 6 times platinum, and he was responsible for this sensation, and then he was fired. I think it's really interesting. But he'll continue to work with top artists like Whitney Houston and Leona Lewis, and also the American Idol finalists. But he's no longer in control of the company's direction. So I'm wondering who's in charge of making the decision who gets fired and why? Because he was just so successful, I'm not really sure why they would fire him after such an amazing success. So if you have any ideas, let me know, because I think it's rather puzzling. But today, I am going to tell you about this wonderful little secret that I've been keeping. I am in a band. I just joined a band on Friday. I am so excited. It is a little bluegrass band, and I think we're still coming up with a name, but it was just such an amazing experience being there. Mark Gesselson, I played one man time with him. I played old man time with him, and he was putting a band together with his daughter and a few other people, and he says, hey, you should definitely be in this band. And so I am, and I'm so excited. I had my first band practice on Friday, and it was definitely something I'm going to remember forever. I mean, it was easy and simple, and oh my gosh, but I just loved it. I walk in, and it's like this little shed in the backyard, and it's been all decked out with carpets, and there's banjos all over the walls, and it's just so cozy and nice in there, and there's mandolins all over the place. And I was in there with a few other musicians, and all of them around my age, and we just started to play music, and it was so neat. We played this song called David's Jig, and we're preparing for a gig that we have on Saturday. We're doing 3 songs. And band practices are going to be every Monday night. And I'm so excited. I'm playing the guitar and also singing. And I am just thrilled beyond words about this new stage in my life. And I'm definitely going to let you know how things go. And I have another band rehearsal tomorrow night. And I'm very happy to be a part of it. It's really great being able to associate with other musicians that are my age, people that are into the same type of music. And they're so good at it. It was magical being one of a few people that were making such beautiful music. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm a part of this. It was really fun. I'm really enjoying it. It's something else, but I love it. It makes me really happy. So, next up in the show, I'm going to tell you about this little thing I've been working on, and it's called rhythm. I'm sure all of you have noticed, but my rhythm is rather wretched, especially on my guitar. I like speed up when I get really excited, and then I like slow down, and I can't, find a beat anywhere. It's kind of just the beat of my own drum, which is kind of defective. So, I have been working on my guitar rhythm. My dad said, you have to do the most boring exercises to the metronome, and it'll be good for you. And dads are always saying that the boring things are good for you, And don't you just hate it when they're right? So I did this, and I thanked him afterwards, because it really helped. I went back to this basic guitar book, How to Play Guitar for Beginners, and I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. Now it says, practice the following exercises. Try not to pause between the chord changes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. So I get the metronome going, and it's just a G chord, an E minor, C, D, really simple. But the metronome made it difficult. And so it was really challenging doing it to the beat. And, you know, I was able to do it. But it was really tough, much tougher than it should have been. So after I did that, I got to move on to Down in the Valley. And then he's got the whole world in his hands after that. That was, oh my gosh. Wow. I felt like I was a really piddly beginner again. But like playing with a metronome has made a big difference. And, you know, I haven't mastered it yet. But I think it's much better. And I'm going to keep working at it until I master rhythm, because that's an important part of guitar playing. And I want to take my playing to the next level. So this is a wall that I have to break down. And, you know, playing little tick, 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 tick at 60 beats per minute is, if that's what it takes, then I'm going to do it. So the next song after, like, Home on the Range was My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. And I actually received a request for this song by one of my listeners. He is been a longtime listener. He sent some things in. And so the song of the week this week is My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean, and it's for him. This song is in 3/4 time, and I have actually never played anything in 3/4 time before. And so this was a real stretch for me. Even though it's My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean, it was really quite difficult because I'm finger picking, and instead of 4/4 time, it's a waltz. So it was definitely tough, but I did it, and so this is my arrangement of My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. Enjoy it.
My bonnie lies over the ocean.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast and staying subscribed. I'll be back at you next week with episode number 70. Over and out.